From JMIS, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, hi Mike.
Yeah, oh, Prefoo, the numbers look good, don't they? I mean, long term there's some issues around a Treasury forecast, but for right now there's plenty of money and plenty of growth.
Yeah, very true. I mean, lots more focus on this yesterday on the Prefoo because of the proximity of the election. And obviously, and while it may still not quite make it to dinner table conversation or Friday night drinks, it's certainly more attention on it. And yeah, some very interesting numbers. So, and I think you've got to sort of break these numbers down, because when you call something a preview instantly, I think a lot of people just turn off and they think, oh, I don't need to listen to that. But this is important, because what you have to stress about this, and I listened to all the commentary yesterday, is this is not the government's money. This is our money, uh-huh. And the government simply manages it. So you do have to switch on to this. Now, surpluses are growing, but the rate of growth is declining. And I think there was a small surprise in that some of the future surpluses are smaller than projected in the budget. But the 2017, the financial year 2017 for the government, great year, fantastic year, and they'd have to be very happy with that. 3.7 billion surplus, 2 billion more than expected. So that gives the incoming government some options. Now, just one of the things that levels off is we've seen a large growth in the amount of tax that's being taken, and even though GDP picks up, and you're right, 3.7% in 2019, and I might add, some people think that might be a little bit light. There are some economists out there, but the tax take stops growing as quickly as it does, so we start getting those lower surpluses. A couple of interesting numbers. There's still this very dramatic decline in the migration numbers, Mike, from 72,000 down to, I think about 20.
What on earth is that based on? So
I've got no idea. Yeah, I really don't know. But, I mean, it's quite significant if you think about the demand boost that we've had from migration. So I can't reconcile that number at the moment. But, look, smaller surpluses are still surpluses, but it's hard to see justification behind higher taxes, and I just don't think you can justify them. I mean, National have indicated that further tax cuts will have to wait. You're right, Labor have thrown out the possibility of new top tax brackets. So, look, interesting numbers, and I think they'll probably grist to the mill. Do we want to go on Richard Prosser or not? Do we want to go there?
Were you there?
I wasn't there.
Jeez. How do you unleash your main spokesperson to go and stand in front of a business audience and go, we're going to renationalise power? And it's the wrong policy.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I don't like to go editorial. I don't, you know, I like to try and keep this objective, but irresponsible and misguided.
That would be the truth. Let's have a look at some of the results. A couple that you were expecting to be good. Auckland Airport, how can you not do well when you're the singular entry point into Auckland and, you know, there's a million people coming to the place?
Yeah, standout performer. I mean, look, it's the gateway into New Zealand in the middle of a tourism boom. But actually it comes with its own issues. They've had to deal with phenomenal growth out there. So, and that's put a lot of pressure on the systems and the operational matters out there. But very strong underlying financial year for 2017. Net profit after tax, 247. Million. That's up 16%. No real surprise that they had that strong international passenger growth. Lots of planes landing, lots of new airlines coming in. Analysts' expectations, they might have been a bit higher for the spend in the sort of retail area. So that's in that retail car parking category. But there was some disruption into the international terminal, all that work that was going on there.
Yes, shambles. It was.
And guidance for 2018, 257 million. Key here, strong growth is moderating.
Okay, Air New Zealand, they are down a little bit, but still there's some pretty impressive numbers there, aren't they?
Yeah, very quickly on this, Mike. Two headlines I saw yesterday. Air New Zealand earnings fall 21% in a competitive market. Second headline, Air New Zealand announces second highest profit in company history. So it all depended on how you looked at it. But they were both right. But this is a good result. This company is a well-run company. Yes, it was lower than the previous year, but it was also a very good result, in line with market expectations, in line with management guidance. They increased the dividend. They've been battling an increase in international competition. That probably will moderate.
Righto, give us the numbers for this Thursday morning.
Sure. The Dow Jones, as we look at it, 21,826, down 73. S&P 500, 2444, down 8. NASDAQ, 6273. FTSE 100, no change there, really, 7382. Nikkei, 19,434, up 50. Shanghai Composite, 3287. ASX 200, 5737. They were down 13. We closed the day yesterday on the Index 50 at 7879. Kiwi dollar weaker this morning against the US, 0.72. 0.219 against the Aussie 0.9141, Euro 6111, pounds 5.5640, yen 78.74, gold US dollars 1289, Brent crude $52.42.
Have a great Thursday, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. You get hold of him, his team, his expertise, all the good advice at jmis.co.nz.